It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show. That was that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind. It really is a show that will move you from where you are to where you know you need to be. And it's a show that I get to do with my co-host, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys, I hope you can hear and see me.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. The present self.
I apologize for this. If I am talking over you, please forgive me. I swear to you, you guys are coming in crystal clear. So if I start to ramble, just forgive me, all right? I'm listening for you, even if I can't see you. But I'm really, really excited about this day, right? Not only do we get to be on this platform one more time, LA Talk Radio, thank you so much, but we get to show folk how living in God's kingdom really does have its benefits.
Yes.
Even when it looks like you don't have any benefits, you've been tested on every level, you gotta remember that those tests really are not there to destroy you. They're not. And we've been dealing with a Solus series, right? And that Solus series was what the soul is. The soul is made of three parts: your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I told you that the soul of a person is the life of that person. See, the spirit already belongs to him. The body, this is just temporary. It's that soul that really does live forever. And that's where you want to be careful. We're dealing with emotions today. And when you think about emotions, I want you to think about this. Emotions are wonderful. They are. I don't sidestep emotions. But there are times in your life when you have to move past emotions and go for what you know. For us, it's the kingdom and everything that we read in that those scriptures. When you're thinking about making a decision, try not to make an emotional decision, because you'll only make it one time, but chances are you'll live with the consequences a lifetime. So make your decisions based on what you know. Not what you're feeling, but based on what you know. So I'm going to yield the floor, and I want to hear from you guys, because I saw you listening.
Okay. Based on what you know. For some reason, when you said that, I thought of A plus B equals C. It's simple mathematics. It is what it is. You can't refute it. Versus, you know, you doing something thinking that a particular outcome, you know, may come about. When it comes to the mature you and when it comes to the responsible you, you know deep down that it may not go that way. So, you know, I kind of heard what you were saying, like go with what is tried and what is true versus your emotions, which are fleeting. And because emotions are fleeting, we may feel a particular way in that situation, in that circumstance, and that's when you can get in trouble. You know, that's when it gets into instant gratification. That's when it gets into making decisions that may cause an outcome that you may not like. It may not be favorable when it comes to your life and how things will go for you because of that decision that you made. So, one, I think it's important to realize how important it is to make quality decisions, because if you don't, unfortunately, in this lifetime, we will, you know, deal with the consequences that comes with that. So strip yourself, strip your ego, because a lot of the times our ego, our pride are connected to our emotions, how we feel. It's always about feelings, but feelings can get you in trouble. So that's where you need to couple those emotions with logic, you know, with, you know, that connection when it comes to the creator. And then you can make a reasonable decision from that. But when you're making it solely based on your emotions, that's when things can get into the gray area and things may not go the way that you, you know, intended for them to go. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. KJ, emotions.
Hey, emotions, emotions, emotions. It goes like the ocean, you know? It's always like back and forth, back and forth. One, you can wake up mad, but then you can end a day happy, you know? But weren't you mad? Wasn't it a bad day, you know? So the emotions is like a lens, it's like a filter. That's how you see the world.
Yeah.
So if you're happy, this filter, it's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're mad, if you're angry, that filter will register, your mind will register that, oh, I'm having a terrible day. I'm not having the best day, you know?
Mm.
Emotions are like waves, you know? They're going back and forth, back and forth. What you need to do, it's like understand, like, okay, I feel this way, but your logical side of you have to say, okay, what's really happening?
Exactly. And why, you know, way?
Yeah, why are you feeling that way? You know, what just happened? Was I tripping? Was that person tripping? You know, because if you're gonna make a decision, let's use relationships for an example. You get into an argument, you know, and you're like, you know what, I don't love you anymore. That is, you guys were in a heated argument.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really understand that.
Right. Right.
What I said, I don't mean. I am just frustrated. And you know what's one thing we can't get back? Two things, actually. Time and our words.
Oh, yeah.
Our words is out. You can't get it back. You say, oh, no, really? No. The person who loses their emotion the fastest has already lost the battle.
Hmm.
Wow.
Bruce Lee.
Spoken like a sensei. Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What'd you say?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
During these times, it's important to really tap into, you know, your core, your ideals, your values, which also should be given to you, you know, from the creator. And I say that because with social media and all these different mediums, we're constantly being told, you know, how to feel, how to think, you know, we're constantly being sold propaganda. And it's to the point where we're all kind of just spewing the same platitudes and cliches and so on. So that's why it's important to tap in and really start to understand, do you own your own thoughts? Do you own your own emotions and so on? Because if you do, then you understand that you need to evaluate them. You understand that you need to analyze. And like KJ said, that was a good example. You said something in the heat of an argument that could potentially break your relationship off of what you felt at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's so important to think and to feel at the same time, because that's how you can make a responsible decision. Because when you're just feeling at that time, you may not know how whatever you just said may impact the relationship or that situation based on how you're feeling now. And you may not be able to fix it. So it's always those split, you know, those split second decisions, things that you say could literally just wreck the whole program.
Hey, I want to bring something into this conversation real quick. I read a quote on Instagram. I know you're talking about Instagram, but it made me think. I wonder what you guys' thoughts are. People won't remember what you say.
How you make
them. Won't remember what you do to them. They'll remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
I want to unpack that for a sec, because that's a lot. You know, because our emotions is connected to our memory, you know? So like even how we said it and how we made that person feel, we just made that moment in their memory, you know, make them feel some type of way, you know? Tanji, you can make me feel happy based on what you say, based on what you do, I don't remember what you did, but I know how you make me feel. Now it's gonna make me feel one way, then he can feel me, make me feel another way. You know? Does that mean Nas is a good person? It's not a good person? No. It just means that that's how I perceived it at that time. You feel me? So I don't know why. I don't say that, but I don't say you feel me, but I don't know why. I was like, whoa.
That was good.
I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your thoughts.
You know, when
go ahead, Tim.
I'm just thinking because I've heard that quote, and I've even said that quote before, right? But after reading and studying on this soul and how integral that soul is and how important it really is, it makes me believe in the forgive and forget theorem even the more. Because if I've said something or I've done something or I've made you feel a certain way that is counterproductive to what I'm supposed to be doing in the earth, and that does not go along with who he says that I am and who you ought to know me to be, then I apologize. I don't think I want to say that thing anymore. I want to be cognizant of if I've done something to hurt someone and made them feel that, and that's the only thing that they're going to remember, then I got to do a better job at being a person, because you're right. It may not be a maturity factor where someone says, hey, you made me feel a certain way, and that's all I can remember, and they can move past that. So I want to be very cognizant on, yes, I want to make you feel a certain way, but I need you to know, even if I'm off my A game today and I made you feel that, I need you to still know that if that is counterproductive to who I am, it's me having a human moment.
Yeah. And as I'm hearing this conversation, I also thought of the truth also can be offensive. You know what I'm saying? The truth can also. Bingo. So if that's what you're feelings, then maybe it's hurting your feelings in a way that's beneficial to you. And that's why I mentioned earlier, I think it's so important to sometimes attach our feelings from our pride and ego, because I feel like a lot of those times those are connected. Like when you hear people say, oh, you heard how they talked to me? That I can't believe they talked to me like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe they said that to me. I'm offended. Why are you offended? You know, what is it that is offending you? A lot of the times that is a poke at your pride and at your ego. And do you know who I'm is? Do you know who I am? So, you know, I think it's important to get away from, you know, that ego and the pride. I mean, that's why in the Bible, you know, pride is mentioned, because that pride is like, it can be that blinder. You know what I'm saying? Pride will get you in trouble every time. Greek mythology, it's hubris, you know, overwhelming pride, you know, that gets people in trouble. So I think we just really have to analyze our core. You know what I'm saying? Analyze and really tap into who we are as individuals, because during this cancel culture nowadays and how things are, we're so quick to cut off people. Like, especially on social media, you just hear people bragging about, oh, I cut somebody off real quick. And I'm like, that's not necessarily a good or a healthy thing, but you're bragging about it. So I'm like, we just have to really take time to find balance and the difference between what's right in God and what's right based on how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You said a mouthful, I swear to you. And that's a whole other conversation about cancel culture. I just got that in my purview a few days ago, and I'm thinking, what? You can cancel a culture? Really? What they do that at? So if this is something that you are interested in this soulless series that we're doing, we want to hear from you. We really, really do. You can feel free to call us at 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And hey, I was on Talk to Tanji, man, Monday at 7:30-ish. Where were you? Don't forget to check the girl out on Facebook Live. And somebody is going to teach me how to do it on Instagram. And I'll be there Monday morning, God's willing, so that we can start our morning off, our week off in a really good space. And that you can capture every moment that you're supposed to in your day. And I appreciate so very much for Existence Now, which is a managerial and consulting company that is sponsoring today's show. Thank you, Existence Now. If you find yourself that you kind of need someone to hold your hand, like these two gentlemen and so many others that hold my hand and tell me, hey, you got this, give your girl a call, 470-534-2216. Let's talk about it. And hopefully you can become a, I won't say a client, I'll say a friend, one that pays. Give me a call at 470-534-2216. Thank you so much. Hey, was I glitchy?
No.
We heard it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, man. So what's going on with news that we can use?
Oh, I like that. I like that. go ahead and trademark that. News that we can use. All right. If you guys don't know, today is Hispanic Heritage Month, which begins on September 15th and ends on October 15th. Yeah. If you guys are asking like, oh, what happens during Hispanic Heritage Month? Well, you know, during this month, the U.S. Army comrades and the longstanding remarkable contributions of those Hispanics have made building and defending the country, those moments are honored during this month, because it wasn't just black, white people who built this country. You know, we have people from Mexico, we have people from Cuba, Puerto Rico, who've helped build this country as well. So we want to honor those people as well. And it's like, oh, but what's so, like, I don't understand, why is it important? How do I celebrate it? Well, you know, people celebrate it to show the importance of Hispanics in the U.S. They do it by donating to charities, Hispanic charities, eating foods from different cultures. And they celebrate, they learn about different cultures, and they learn about different aspects that are outside of their bubble. Because if we learn different ways of different cultures and different ways, it makes us a better person. You know, I can gain knowledge from one culture and try to use it to help me better myself in my life, or vice versa. They can learn from me. So I want to put that out there. If you guys are willing to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month all month long, go ahead and research and look up different charities you guys can donate to, and also have fun. Yeah, but also we're talking about having fun. Pepperdine University is also producing their fall play on September 28th to October 1st. It's called We're Proud to Present. I'm going to go ahead and just tell you the entire title. We're Proud to Present, a presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as South West Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between years 1884 and 1915. Yes, it's a mouthful.
I love that. It is a mouthful.
here's a quick bio of the play. We're Proud to Present, which is short for the long title I just mentioned. A woman discovers her African ancestry and attempts to tell the story of his long-lost culture with a company of actors. Three black, three white actors struggle to retain polite political correctness while fighting humanized both the Herero people and the German colonizers in our own current cultural climate. What could go wrong? So it's a satire. It's a lot of fun, funny gags that are happening as you're having this serious conversation about, okay, how do we honor these people that no one knows about, but also how do we have it respectfully? So I recommend everybody to go see it. September 28th through October 1st at Pepperdine University. And also, if you guys want to see something closer to the LA area, go to, you guys can roll over to Pasadena and Noise Within and see the Iliad, which opens this week. And you guys have to check it out. All right.
That's now, it. I just want to clarify, is it through Zoom or is actual? It's actually at the University of Pepperdine?
It's actually at the University of Pepperdine. So I'm going to – here's the thing. The cast will be coming next week on this show, part of the cast. And we'll go over, like, how do they have the production. So they're tested twice a week so they can take off their mask and perform in front of you. But the audience members must have their mask on the entire time. Gotcha. At a Noise Within Theater, actors can take off their mask. You guys have to keep your mask on. But at Noise Within, everybody must be vaccinated. So that's just for that specific theater. You don't have to be vaccinated to attend Pepperdine, but you must wear your mask at all times.
Got to check it out. All right, cool.
All right.
Good deal. Thank you so much for that, man. I'm so excited about the guest for next week. I really am very excited. You gave me the title in our Cadence meeting, and I said, oh, that sounds like a Nick Few production. So I'm excited to have him come aboard. You know, not to drop or toot my own horn, but I'm going to be tooting. If you're not, seriously, tell me what you're waiting on. Drop me a line, give me a DM, send me a text message. It's on Amazon, and I am living that book, and we're going to talk about it a little later at the bottom of the hour, what's going on, and I'll give a little soliloquy, but I really want you to pick up a copy of the book. It's called Journaling with Dr. Tanji, Deciding to Move Forward. If it does not work for you, and I'm so serious, I'll buy it back. But you got to show me the receipt, okay? All right, very good. So I'm done with that. Don't forget, talk to Tanji on Facebook Live and Instagram, God's willing, on Monday, 7:30-ish. And it's all things getting you ready for the day, getting you ready for the week, making sure that your mind is ready and sharp and you're ready to do exactly what you're supposed to do. And also on Fridays, KJ, why don't you tell them what you do on Fridays on the YouTube channel?
Hey, this Friday, if you guys haven't been up to what's happening in the Dr. Tanji world on her YouTube, we have some new content coming up, all right? Just stay tuned. At 6 p.m., we'll have past shows and also some little short clippets that you guys will love to see of the show.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It is.
You did it, man. Thank you, sir. Now, this comes the part where I am quiet and we go into this round table discussion on kingdom living and kingdom principles. And you know, when you talk about it, it sounds like a bunch of rules that you have to follow. But these are things that you're doing in your life anyway. It's just that we're literally pulling them from the Bible because that is the book of choice that we ascribe to and believe. And we live a life that we still have our ups and downs and we still have, you know, woes. But the difference between the mindset of someone who's in the kingdom and someone who says, well, I can figure it out myself because I make this much money and I have this title behind my name. The difference is that we know in everything we do, we win. How much evidence can we share with you? Everything we do in this kingdom, we win. And the beautiful thing about that winning, and please let me make certain you understand where I'm coming from. It does not give you a right to gloat. It doesn't give you a right to boast and brag, but your assurances are no longer in a title. They're no longer in what you do or don't do, what you drive or what you have or what's in your bank account. That does not matter in the kingdom, because our mindset is that we don't own nothing. We own absolutely nothing. We are preparing to be really good stewards. And when we make a mistake like we do, instead of running from him, he's our daddy and king, we run to him and we're honest. And we tell him, I didn't have the right mindset. I didn't speak well. What I did don't look like who I am. And then not only do we ask forgiveness, but we ask it to the person or persons that we've harmed too. Those are characteristics that will show you in demonstration who you're dealing with. Because what I've learned is that you can make this little pink thing in your mouth, it's a muscle, you can make it say anything, you can. And you can make it with such, as my Niles would say, bravado, that you would start to believe it. But it's a heart matter. It's the heart that matters. So I'm excited and I'm ready to share just a snippet of what's going on, how you too can have some of the experiences. And I want you to pay close attention, because these guys are not going to hold any bars. I know they're not. So I'm ready. I'll be quiet. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, let's start with...
I think it's always interesting how, like, when I'm listening to people talk, you know, it's always like one or two or maybe more things that, you know, resonate with me. And it's regarding what you just said, like, you know, we try to run from God, you know, and hide. And my thing is, why is it that we, as human beings, we try to run from God and we try to hide things from God, knowing that he already knows, you know, it's like, it's so interesting, like, just because you do it in your closet, you know, or you do it in the bathroom or whatever else, that doesn't mean that he doesn't see you. Like, you can't hide from God. So therefore, I think it's respectable to take all of your issues, all your flaws to the table. Because if you have that kind of relationship, which is superficial, and it's not really based on anything of substance, then how can you expect that to grow? Because technically what you're trying to show God, even though he knows better, is a shell. You were trying to show God a facade, an image. And when you show the outside, and that's the thing that you're focusing on, then you're not dealing with the inside. And God is the one who deals with the inside. So I'm like, don't run from God. Don't try to hide. Hiding, he already knows. He just wants you to fess up and say, like, hey, I see the error in my ways, and I realize why I'm like this, why I suffer when it comes to the flesh and so on, because I need you. You know, there is no progress. There is no benefit without you. So therefore, you know all my dirt. So please, God, help me. This is me humbling myself before you, the creator, you know?
Wow. And we can say, let the church say amen. seriously, man, come on. That it took me years to get where you are. It took me, oh dear God. Come on, bro. Come on. We're serious about this thing, right? This thing called transformation. Do you know everybody can have what you just said, that aha, that revelation, but what you gonna do when you get it? Will it be enough conviction to make you just, come on, daddy, strip me of whatever you got to do with me? Mm. You know, make my ways your ways. That was one of my battle cries, and I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll be quiet. But, oh, yeah, yay. Okay, all right, very good. Okay, go ahead. I'm quiet now.
I mean, let's continue the conversation, you know? But like, let's take it and let's go for another turn. Dr. T, where are you right now?
I am in St. Lucia. I am in one of the 22 islands of the West, formerly known as the West Indies. I'm here. I'm home. I feel like I'm at home now. That is where I am.
And may I ask the question, what sparked you to go to St. Lucia? Because, like, out of all the places that you could have gone, like, you could have gone to Miami, you could have gone to Mexico, you could have gone to Antarctica. I'm joking. But where, why St. Lucia?
Wow. Yes, you can ask that. And I, because we built on this platform and honesty, openness, and sincerity, October 18th, it'll be a year that I lost my beloved. He got a promotion. And one of the things that he always told me when he knew that, man, I'm going after this kingdom, bro, and I'm going to leave everything that I know, is that I'm proud of you, Miss Tanji. So when my baby girl, when Ty took her first international trip, she went to Turks and Caicos. And I was so proud of her. I mean, I was living through her. She'd post a picture and I'd just be, yep. And I saw the freedom that this young woman encompassed, right? So speed up a little bit, and it's my 51st birthday coming up. And she says, I want to go to St. Lucia. And I'm thinking, St. Lucia, Ty. Okay. I don't say anything to her because, see, she's a dreamer like her mother. So if she said, I want to go run with the bulls, I'd be like, girl, let me get in shape. Give me a couple of weeks. So we came here to Souffre, to the beautiful people in Souffre, the province of Souffre. And when I tell you that the people were so beautiful, oh, dear God. And the thing that I kept seeing was they were so eager to serve. They wanted to serve, it, whether it was just getting you some water or serving you with a smile. And I'm weeping at this moment because a little bit about my life, just a couple of years ago, I was living out of a suitcase. Yeah, man. Yes, I was. I was experiencing houselessness. Because wherever your heart is, that's where your home is. Mm. So I was never homeless. I was just houseless. Anyway, speed up a little bit, right? So I come to this blessed place and I cannot stop crying. And I'm you know, for some of my Bible scholars, if you know about Lodabar, if you've ever been in Lodabar, Lodabar is that place in your life that is so dead, it just looked like that is where you're going to be buried. I was right there in Lodabar. That is where I was. So the second time, speed up, we're here in April. And I say to Ty, I think I gotta be here. She said, what you think? What you talking, Mom? I said, I gave them the kingdom. I gave an introduction to the kingdom and they were clamoring for more. And I said, I've never found anybody so hungry, man. I said, Ty, I'm going to go and ask my daddy, can I move? So I've got the faith of a child. I do. He's given me the faith of God. I moved from having the faith in God to having the faith of God. Mm. So when I got the answer, yes, I was on my 40 days of fasting and praying. And I remember going to Stacy, my husband, and I said, we got to go. The people need us. So I put out an SOS call. I'm just wondering who's listening. And I asked someone, I said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing such and such a thing. And I want to build houses and I want to make sure people have running water. And I'm talking to people that can give me what I need. Come on, Mia Maya. I didn't talk to nobody that couldn't help me. I went to those that could. What you saying, Tanji? When God gives you his vision for your life, and it's so big that it looked like you about to lose your mind, you're in good company. Go ahead and lose your mind. Because if you're trying to do what he told you to do with your mind, you'll combust. You'll combust. So you asked, how did I get here? That's the short of it. It sounded long, right? But that's the short of it. And since I've been here, when I tell you that the need, man, I'm not just talking about material needs. I'm talking about the need that people need to know that I matter, that I'm not just born to be a servant, even though I'm a servant. You see? So that's what I'm here for. That's how I got here. You know, my daughter that took a trip and she led me here. So this is our third time on the island, and God has given us favor, the financial piece that we needed. So we're literally going to help people get into business. We're going to teach them the more to come of business, right? Those little things that you have to do to stay afloat, like not governing with your heart. How many times have I gone broke giving away the store? Can't do it in business. I can't do it. So that's what I'm here for. And I'm excited. I really, really am. We are excited.
I just want to affirm what you just said about losing your mind. Losing your mind in Jesus is not a bad thing, okay? In Jesus. Now, when you lose your earthly mind, you know, that might be trouble. But when you give yourself up to God, give your mind up to God, you start to see things differently. You start to elevate your way of thinking, your vision, you know, and your way of understanding, because God's plan is massive in a way that we see it in pieces as we continue to hold on to the gems and pebbles that he throws along the way to get through the journey. So lose your mind in Jesus.
Amen, man. Yeah, thank you, Niles, for that. Again, for those that know me, know that I mean, seriously, get the mind of Christ. Get the mind of Christ. Lose that mind where you have to figure out every step. Yeah. In the kingdom, you can plan all you want to, but to be honest with you, you don't even live off what you make in God's kingdom. You don't make enough. He gives you so much, right? That what you make is good, but it ain't enough. No, mm-hmm. And I'm not being facetious here. I made my first $1 million, right, a few years ago, right? And I'm all excited. Oh, my God, I made $1 million. Yes. It doesn't compare. It doesn't compare. And let me say this. Let me be really, really crystal clear and transparent as I possibly can be. There are benefits to the kingdom mindset and the kingdom living, but we're not concerned so much about those tangible benefits as we are about people becoming who they're supposed to be when it's concerning us. So yes, the tangible things will come. I'm sorry. It's part of it. It just comes with the equation. It does. You remember when he said he loads us up daily with benefits? I was still being loaded when I didn't have a house because I came to that station every Wednesday. And if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't have known. If he can trust me in that, why can't he trust me with a nation? Mm-hmm. You see? That's what I mean when I say the mindset of Christ. He wasn't what you think he was. He was not poor by no stretch of the imagination. It wasn't three wise men that came to him. It was several. And they didn't just bring a little bit of gold. They brought a whole lot of it. That's for another show. Sorry. I get excited. When you stay in his presence, you begin to look like him. You begin to sound like him. And no matter what comes your way, you're going to be all right, Annette. You're going to be all right, Monisa. You're going to be all right, anybody who's listening right now. You're going to be good. I guarantee it. Because he's our daddy. And that's just what he does. Mm. I'll share this with you. KJ came over to our place. We got a temporary place in Los Angeles. And for the longest, I wanted him to come and set up some things and just do this and do that. But I was in the throes of my faith was being tested. And I need to see, that's my daddy talking, I need to see if you will do what you say you're going to do. Would you be embarrassed or ashamed where you are now? So I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking. So he's like, hey, Doc, I'll come over and I'll set up da-da-da-da. So we never could get it right. So finally, there was a need. He didn't want to come over. He needed to. XXX. So he comes over and I'm thinking, oh, dear God. Oh, I felt like an imposter. You remember, I don't know if you've heard imposter syndrome. I'm like, oh, dear God, this guy is going to think she's an imposter. So I said to KJ, KJ, the reason I haven't, my friend, placed any furniture here is because this ain't what he showed me. And you're like, okay, Doc. And he didn't care because it wasn't predicated on what you got.
Let me finish the rest of the story.
It's here.
All right. So I left my keys inside my house and
I didn't want to tell your business.
No, I was gonna, like, it's my fault. I left my keys and I'm like, I have nowhere to go. And I have a final on Zoom and I need to charge my laptop. I need Wi-Fi. I don't know where to go. So I called Tanja. It's like, hey, can I come by and just take a class? She said, okay, cool. And then she comes in and say, oh, don't worry. Like, I don't have any furniture. I'm like, I really don't care. I just want to take a bath. And I think, like, even at that moment, I was so at peace with it because, like, I just know that I'm a very simple guy and it doesn't really take much to satisfy me, you know? And I was waiting for my parents to pick me up. It got late. It's like 11, 1 o'clock. And I fell asleep on the floor. And I remember you, Dr. T, was saying, like, oh, no, get off the floor. I'm like, I really don't care.
I did.
I know. Then I woke up with a pillow and a blanket, and I'm like, this is who she is right now. You know, you have to understand that you don't – the things that are shown in the media, like, oh, the lavish lifestyle, you don't need all that. You really don't. All you need are those people, those ride or die people who have your back. You know, shoot, like I could, like, I'm, you can call me cheap, you can call me frugal, but I'm literally the type of guy who's like, I'm okay with this much. It's fine. Don't worry. I got your back. You know, I understand that life is hard and life is a long marathon. So you don't need to explain yourself to me why you don't have the perfect vision or perfect image for everybody. The image isn't there yet. It's still being carved out, still being painted. So this is, that was for you, but it's also for everybody else, you know. It's okay to show the vulnerability, you know. I laugh at it.
Thank you, sir. I laugh at it. Thank you.
We can go into another story, but about flip-flops and a pigeon. That's a whole – Niles' face is like, what?
Hey, I'm listening. I was thinking regarding me and KJ how we met, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, but
go
ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Niles. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear this. Yeah.
Oh, for me? Oh, no. So KJ and I met through an acting class. And during the time, I had just pretty much gotten here to Los Angeles. And a few months before that, my place in Atlanta was broken into and robbed. And since then, I was dealing with all kinds of fraud. I would have holds and freezes on my account. And it just kept on, like, you know, growing and becoming more and more of an issue because they had my social and other information. So they just kind of really ran rampant. So there was a period of time, you know, in the beginning here where I didn't have access to my accounts. I'm like, it's interesting. You have money in your accounts, but you don't have access to it. So I was kind of just like, you know, surviving off of cash and, you know, doing what I could, even though I had the money, I just didn't have access to it. And I had just met KJ. And I remember I was telling him about, you know, what was going on. And he was like, here's $50. And I'm like, what? Like, I was just like, you serious? Wait,
I don't remember that.
Are you wrong?
Well, I do remember that.
But like that right now, nobody has really done something, especially a stranger, has done anything like that for me. So like that just gave me hope. Like maybe this is, wow, you know, be right now. And I'm just like, KJ and I really didn't know each other like that. So like, I don't know, that showed a lot. You know, because he was telling, you know, this story about you and, you know, you giving him the blanket and so on. So, like, it just, that popped up in my mind. I'm like, hey, I guess I'm just that guy. You forget? Okay.
No, because, like, oh, yes, I remember it. Okay, so let me, like, here's my side. There's a $50 bill in my pocket. I don't spend it. I've been, like, something in my head's like, don't spend this. Do not spend it.
Wow.
And this is gonna be a right time. We're about to wrap up, and Niles tells me like, oh, I've been going this and this. I'm like, oh, you're supposed to have the 50. Cool, here you go. And that's how it all started. Yeah,
I realize how rare that is.
I love
like,
it.
You gotta hold on to a dollar. You know, if you take that dollar, it will.
I know, right?
By 2 weeks, if you don't give it to me in 2 weeks, we're gonna have some issues. You know, so like, and so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would tell anyone this, if you are listening for the very first time and you're happening up on this wonderful show, or you're watching and you've been our ride and die since our inception, you're 3 feet from gold, G-O-L-D. You're 3 feet from gold. The hardest part is the stand. And that standing is not you just standing, literally standing. It's you still doing what you have to do, but standing in your conviction, being dedicated to your conviction that this is going to work. It must work. And I am a living witness. Anything that he has for you, can't no devil. You can't even stop it. Mm. What's for you is for you. Celebrate with people when they're doing good. Celebrate with them. Tell them, put some back. Just in case, you know, when the winter months come. And if they're not doing as good as you know them to be doing or that they can, then hold their ladder. Hold their ladder until they do. I tell this to my children. I teach it to my grandchildren. The quickest way for you to get where you need to be is to help someone else get to where they need to be. I am a living witness. I promise you about the furniture, right? We kept it in storage because I kept telling Stacy, this is not what God showed me. This is not what God showed me. He's thinking, oh, dear God, my wife has lost her mind. And now I'll put up some pictures and show you what he does throughout the day. And if you can see me wink, I'm winking. He's working. Thank you guys so very much for being a part of the Dr. Tanji Show. Thank you for not being followers, but for being leaders, for being engagers. Thank you, KJ and Niles, for lending your gifts and your talent to so many people, including me, that benefit from having you in our lives. Thank you, Sam, for all you do. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Mwah! Until next time. Oh, the gentleman that's watching from Nigeria. Thank you very much for your support. Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.